Trevor, what do you think the big difference was between your last outing and this one, like both in intense heat?
Yeah, I was really just simplified my approach. Even when it came to two strikes, really just focus on executing the pitch, nothing else. I think Tampa got a little bit away from that with two strikes and really just kind of simplified my thought process, and we were back to where we want to be.
Because it was so high, are you surprised that you were able to go as long?
To be honest, I don't even really think about how long I go, how short I go. I just focus on pitch execution, and if I go long that day, like, I know I'm doing my job, and if I go a little bit shorter, I mean, it's just the way the game goes. So really, I was pumped to be out there in the eighth. It's the first time I think in my career that I went that far. The game plan didn't change in the eighth inning. So really just focusing on execution. That's it.
After the way last year went and you sent down to AAA and then being this year hurt, I mean, just how much does it mean to you to turn in these two starts here that you have in your last three outings where you've been able to maybe show yourself what you are still capable of?
Yeah, you know, that was probably the most frustrating thing for me last year is I knew deep down what I could do for this organization, and I wasn't doing it, and just put too much pressure on myself, and self-doubt creeped in and a bunch of other things. But I look back now and I'm thankful for that. Really had to take a hard look in the mirror and figure some things out and just get better. And I think the Orioles just did an unbelievable job as far as the plan in place. Obviously, I didn't understand the plan at the time getting sent down, but I think we had a long-term plan here, and I think it's finally coming to fruition.
When you're facing a lineup of all righties like that, how important was it for you to establish those changeups early?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I can't really become predictable with this all righties. So, I mean, my hat's off to Trumpy. We were in constant communication with Klimek and Frenchie, just constantly mixing, not doing the same thing twice. Got a couple of hard hit balls to go my way today. So, I mean, just really good job executing the plan today.
How nice was it to see Jackson get into one? How much more comfortable does that make you when you have a little bit more of a lead to work with out there?
I'm sorry.
How nice was it to see Jackson get into one, and how much more comfortable does it make you when you have more of a lead to work with out there?
Oh, it's huge. You know, dude's going to be good for a long time, and just to see like the work he puts in every day, and him finally get a hold of one, and I was happy for him, and you know, it's kind of works together. You know, I put up zeros, and they're able to put runs up. Kind of takes pressure off of both of us, and you know, that's how you win ball games. It was huge.
You threw some of your hardest pitches in 2 years tonight. What were the mechanical changes that allowed you to get back to that velo?
Yeah, just something that's really clicking for me right now is just staying close with my chest. I think when I wouldn't say develop bad habits, but I don't lock into that cue mentally. I kind of rush and my chest gets open and kind of notice that the velocity ticks down a little bit more. So it's a very simple cue for me, keeping the chest closed until my foot lands and then rotate as hard as I can.
Thanks, Trevor.